from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good Monday morning to you.
Yeah, happy Monday, Mike.
So a lot of business confidence numbers. Talk to me about consumer confidence. How are we feeling?
Yeah, look, heaps of focus on business confidence recently, hasn't there been, over the last few weeks? So Friday we had ANZ's Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Survey. And the good news, Mike, is that consumer confidence is holding up better than business confidence. I mean, there was little change in the August number, which is a good thing, sitting around its historical average. So business confidence might be slumping, Mike, but it's not affecting people's intention to spend or people's spending, I suppose, the way they're viewing their spending. Headline index is 118, current conditions 124, future conditions unchanged at 114. And here's the thing, that's below the long run average of 122. So people's consumers' perception of their own conditions slipped a little bit. 12% feeling better off financially than they were 12 months ago. But we there is this little bit of synchronicity, Mike, synchronicity with the business outlook. When people focus on their next year's economic outlook, plus 2% of people think how well are they going to be off, or how well are they going to be spending in 12 months' time. Now, plus 2 is the lowest reading since 2015. So you are getting that uncertainty about the future. Now, they updated the confidence composite index, and this is the good oil, Mike. This is the one that has a reasonable amount of correlation with GDP, and unsurprisingly, it's still pointing to a slowdown in GDP growth by the year end. Now, pretty hard to put a number on that, but we're certainly talking about in the twos. Yeah. It's just a question of how low does it get. Look, we expect that deceleration in growth over the second half of 2018. But the real question, Mike, the real question is, everyone is predicting a pickup in 2019. Now, the question is, do we get that pickup? That's the big question that needs to be answered.
The other thing that won't have helped on Friday is of course, Fonterra.
No, look, when we review the year later on this year, when we review 2018, Fonterra is definitely going to be a candidate for the annus horribilis, isn't it? I mean, to add to what is a fairly, a lot of ongoing pressure on the dairy giant, they dropped the milk price forecast on Friday. Look, it wasn't a lot. It's cut its forecast to pay farmers by 25 cents per kilogram of milk solids. So that number has gone from $7 per kilogram of milk solids to $6.75. I want to make a couple of key points on this, though. First, they blamed on increased supply in Europe and the Americas. So that's coming out of Euros and US and Argentina. But also, there's a dampening of demand coming out of emerging markets. Second thing, it is very early in the season, so a lot can happen. Too early to know exactly how it's going to pan out. Also, the other point I would make, though, Mike, is $6.75 is still a pretty good number historically. Yeah, but it's probably not a positive influence on confidence out there.
Warehouse, and they've had their troubles in the last few years, things are getting better.
Well, you know, there's a slight sort of silver lining on the cloud out there. On a positive note, the company's share price certainly needs some positive news, Mike, but it's lifted its guidance to the market for the financial year result. Now, they're above where they expected to be early this year. That profit is 12 to 15% lower, though, than where they were last year. They've written down some goodwill attached to the Torpedo 7 business. Now, listeners out there might be familiar, and I thought this was interesting, listeners might be familiar with the Torpedo 7 website. The interesting thing here is that the warehouse decided to take Torpedo 7 from being largely online to what they call clicks and mortar, so a bit of both, and that's consistent with other businesses in the warehouse group. So let's just hope that the warehouse can lift its moribund share price performance.
Very good. Give me some numbers for this Monday morning.
Sure. Now, the US market's closed for Labor Day, so we won't get too many updates on them until the middle of the week. But the Dow Jones closed 25,964. They were down 22. S&P 500, 2901, pretty flat. NASDAQ, 8109, up 21. FTSE 100, they lost 1.1% on Friday, closing at 7432. The Nikkei, virtually unchanged, 22865. Shanghai Composite, 2725. The Aussies across the ditch, they lost 32 on Friday, down 0.5%, 6319. We lost 27 points on Friday, about 0.3%, closing at 9313. Kiwi dollar still a little bit weak, Mike, 0.6622 against the US, 0.9206 stronger there actually against the Aussie, 0.5706 euro, 0.5109 pounds, 73.53 yen. Gold trading at $1,203.62 US cents, and Brent crude $77.64.
Love your US. Work. Nice start to the week. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.